Sea salt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other name for that?
Sea salt. What do we call that? It seemed like to me it was another name, Tom. Mm-hmm. Seesaw?
Did you ever hear teeter-totter or riding horse? Or?
Riding horse. Mm-hmm. Riding horse. Maybe that was a boat. We call it, you put on a stump and one get on one end, one on the other. Maybe it was a riding boat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You saw some children playing on that. You'd say they were doing what? They were going
okay.
Up.
It'd be seesawing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever see someone take a board and fix it down at both ends, and children would get in the middle and jump up and down?
Mm-hmm. Buckboat.
What was that like?
Well, a buckboat was kind of dangerous though. Cause see, you may fall and somebody battle it down on you or something.
How would you build one?
Some way or another, it's built at the end and you work with the middle of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that thing was. Maybe it was longer than a seesaw so it would hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I think that was kind of dangerous.
But you jumped just in the middle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you jumped as far as you could get it. See, you couldn't hardly get that end up unless you would be in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So something that would fasten in the middle and it'd spin around and around would be it.
Yeah, spin around and around. Seesaw, we said the seesaw. I don't know what that could be.
Well, do you ever hear a flying Jenny or merry-go-round?
Oh, merry-go-round.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Merry-go-round.
Did y'all have those?
No, I don't think we had a merry-go-round.
What
no.
About taking a long rope and tying it to a tree limb and put a seat on it?
And oh. Flopping that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we ride that. We'd ride that.
What
and,
was that
called? You get you down a pine sap, you know, they give.
Uh-huh.
A pine. Thicket, getting a pine thicket. Used to be one out in front of the house at home. And you spin it down. And then you just place your leg and put it on and you straddle it.
Uh-huh.
And then when you get on, sometimes two or three of them get on, and somebody turned the rope loose, you fly way up there. Then you skin all your legs. My leg is that's riding the treetops, I think. We used to say riding the treetops.
You just hold on to that limb?
Mm-hmm. Just hold on to the treetop. And then somebody would let it up.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you wasn't a good climber, you just slide on down. Tear your legs all up on that rough pine. But we do it, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What else would they make? Tying two ropes to the tree and put a seat there.
Oh, they'd make a tree house.
Or something mm-hmm. Where you'd go back and forth.
Or swing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had swings.
And the thing that you could carry coal in, that was a...
Coal bucket?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney.
Stove to the chimney?
Yeah, that carries the smoke out in the stove.
Oh, that's stove pipes.
And say if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that. You could put them in something that's got a wheel in the front and two handles.
That's the wheelbarrow.
Any other mm-hmm. name for that?
Mm, I don't know if you know the name for that. Wheelbarrow, move bricks out here. She'd make you a slide. Yeah, she'd make you a slide. My grandpa always had a slide around the place.